Yes, and I think he was warming to this anyway, but yesterday at Socceroos training, it was Mark Milligan who trained at right back in replace of Ivan Franich. Would he be the logical choice? Andy Harper, good morning, buddy.
Yeah, how are you this morning? Yeah. Well, there we go. That would be my logical choice.
Yes.
They're still obviously hanging on to
the
hope of Ivan playing, which is understandable, but interesting. Maybe a smokescreen. You know, if you train with Mark Milligan and then catch us all.
Does Ange play those games, Andy?
No, he doesn't play games, but he does keep cards close to his chest, close to his chest. I mean, he wouldn't have been throwing a dummy, actually, but that's not to say that Milligan's a confirmed option in his mind necessarily. But we'll wait and see. You know, he's had us guessing pretty much for five games now, and I don't see any reason why that's going to change for game six.
Yeah. Well, that would give some stability at the back, I guess, where Sainsbury stays where he is.
Yeah, and I think that's the point, TK. That's why he's my preferred option. Sainsbury's been outstanding, was always going to be outstanding as an international defender for Australia. And Mats Veranovic is a fantastic player as well. And the two of them really, to me, show signs of having that knocked down for the next cycle and a half. I'm talking World Cup cycles and a half. That's, of course, if we have one. We don't get booted out of Asia.
Yes. Well, what about this?
Yeah, it income.
Where do you think that comes from, Andy?
It's never been a universally popular inclusion, Australia. There's a whole heap of different layers to this. I think overwhelmingly, though, that we're just too good. And we're keeping one of the smaller Asian countries, principally West Asian countries, out of a regular crack at a World Cup berth. That's the main thing. I mean, then you get all the logistical stuff about time zones and travel to get down here and play, et cetera. But now, that's more of a problem for us than it is them.
That's right.
And I certainly, you know, the self-interest horse is getting a whip on here, but I certainly hope it settles down and we can we stay where we are, because it's been great for us. And I think we've been great for Asia, really good for Asia.
Can I ask you this? I know we haven't won the game tomorrow night against South Korea, but just can you give us some perspective as someone who, you know, as a guardian of the game yourself, what does it mean for Australia to get into this Asian Cup final? If we do win it, what will it mean for the game? Give us some perspective on it.
Well, I think, you know what, Andrew? I think, irrespective of what happens tomorrow night, I think Asia has now arrived in Australia, if I can put it that way. You know, sports fans have kept an eye on Asian Cup matches and Champions League games and World Cup qualifiers. And, of course, on that last point, when the Socceroos play, they're always a big story. But There's always been more than a passing hint of mystery about the teams we're playing against and what the hell are we doing in Asia anyway, you know, because we don't see ourselves as Asian and all that sort of stuff. But I think, actually, the bold step of applying for and then hosting this Asian Cup has actually brought the reality of Asia, and not just in a football sense, but in all the other terms we read about in the newspaper, politics, economics, trade, etc., it brings Asia right into the lap of Australia, and it sort of slapped us a crit round the face a bit in a nice way. And irrespective of what happens tomorrow, I think that job's been done. In a sporting sense, if Australia can win this, it's just going to be a huge shot in the arm for the game. It'll have a big audience tomorrow. Australians love a front runner. And if we can break the tape in front of South Korea, you know, there'll be a lot of self-congratulation, which is right and proper and welcome. And importantly, it will give, I think, Ange Postecoglou a mandate to make his imprint go even further and wider, which is crucial, because he's so far ahead of the game, it almost can't be described.
It's been terrific to see a local go so well instead of a foreign coach.
Hasn't it? And Timmy Cahill, did you hear his press conference about that?
About the praise?
Exactly. And foreigners come in, they get you to a World Cup, then they go off to another national team, and it's not to downplay what they've done, but they've got no skin in the game. Andrew's got skin in the game, and that's what we need at the moment.
Good on you, Andy. You've got plenty of skin in the game. And quick, give us a tips scoreline.
Oh, mate, Australia to win. Who cares how long it takes? We're still there 4 days later on a 98-97 penalty shootout, that'll be mate.
We'll take that. Good on you, Andy. Appreciate your comments. Look forward to your commentary on Fox throughout the weekend. The Aussies 210 up against South Korea 350, the draw 325.